KTSM, an iHeartRadio station.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It must be a Saturday. We're in the closet talking history already.
Yes, we are, and it's getting crowded.
Yeah, we got people here to talk about stuff going on today, as we always do. But we're basically here to talk about the history of El Paso because, frankly, nobody else really does it much on the radio. So we decided we elected ourselves as radio people to do history, and we bring in all kinds of people who actually do the history. That's how we do this. And so we always say Texas history begins in El Paso. We generally are able to prove that, and no one has been able to disprove that. Of course, we're on 690 AM, and where else?
You can go to KTSM Radio, KTSMRadio.com, and click on the iHeartRadio link, and they can listen to us anywhere on the planet.
And if we do that, and there you are. And so what, got trivia going today?
Yes,
of course we do.
We do, of course. We always have trivia. And that's for some wonderful prizes, like $20 in food coupons to Pepe's and Canutillo, or an El Paso Gold DVD, of which we have several today. We got Tom Lee's El Paso.
Oh, good.
Yes, timing is perfect.
There's a reason for that.
Yes, there is. And Legends of El Paso's Mountains. We've got Historic Sites and Markers, Gunfights of the Old West, and Ghost Stories 3 and 4.
There's some interesting stuff in those things. All right, moving on. Lunch at Pepe's today for those who wish to make it. And what's the history moment? You got Serna.
Yes, Marcelino Serna, an interesting gentleman in World War I who is the most decorated World War I veteran. That man, I mean, if he'd gone in the water with all of his medals, he would have drowned. World War I.
Wow.
And he's still, as far as I know for that time period, the most decorated Texas veteran. It's incredible.
And that's why he's got a bridge named after him.
That's right. It's
we'll
one over in Tornillo.
And that's going to be the History Moment second hour. All right. Hour one today, we are talking about the Tom Lee Man, the Institute, the history, and the details of Tom Lee Month coming up here in October. And the studio this morning, Arturo Flores is here. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome here. And Sarah Prezioso.
Good morning.
Prezioso.
Yes, sir.
Think about that one, Sarah. Welcome here. And we're expecting some of your management to call in at some point, right?
Yes.
Now, they know stuff, but they're not in the studio today, so we'll have to get them by phone, and we will do that. But the idea of Tom Lee is a big one, and if somebody just walked into this conversation and said, "Who is Tom Lee?" How would you answer that?
Tom Lee is a very important person to El Paso's history. Growing up in El Paso, I did not learn much about El Paso's history until I came back after grad school.
You went to public school.
I went to public school, yes, sir.
Same problem I had.
Yeah, and in developing this relationship with the Tom Lee Institute, learning about Tom and figuring out that he's a novelist, a painter. He's kind of a jack of all trades and is a very humble man.
A nice guy.
Yeah, very humble man.
Yeah.
I wish I would have met him. I never got the chance to, or his wife, Sarah. It would have been a lovely conversation, I think.
Well, he's an icon now because people have realized his value as a painter, as you say. And he, you can call him an artist if you want, but you ask him in the day, he'd call himself a painter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, no, but is this not Tom and a gallon of Sherwin-Williams in a second bedroom? That's not the kind of painter he was. Detail. Arturo, what do you think of his work?
First of all, it's very impactful because his brushstrokes themselves were just strokes of paint one by one, and each one of a different color, unless it was a bigger piece of the painting itself.
He worked hard at that.
Oh, yes.
But he could.
And especially he was a left-handed artist, which is a plus. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Melissa, not many of them, yeah.
Melissa, you met this man, didn't you?
Long time ago, and I really didn't even realize how important. I mean, I loved his work just from what I'd seen, but I didn't realize how important he was on the landscape of the United States and his work.
So a huge icon, gone in the year, 2001?
That is correct.
We lost him. I actually did an interview with him in the year 2000 that became Tom Lee's El Paso, the DVD we now have available. And so I got to know him through that method, and Adair was so kind to take me over there one day. And Tom had a great time, so we were having fun with him. He was a nice guy. And actually, he was in the neighborhood I grew up in as a kid, and I didn't realize it until years later I found out, that was a house I used to trick-or-treat at. And I mean, that's my connection to Tom Lee. Big deal.
We got all the paintbrushes every Christmas. every Halloween.
I had no idea what kind of crowd we're dealing with there, but it was fascinating. As it goes, the Tom Lee Institute has now come about, and you're celebrating Tom Lee Month. I think you want to focus on that a little bit, right?
Yes.
Let's do focus on that. What's Tom Lee Month going to happen this year?
So this year, we're focusing Tom Lee Month on the Paso the North mural. It is the mural that is in the historic courthouse that was just renamed last year for Judge Ewing Thomas. But this particular mural is in its 80th anniversary. He was given the commission for this during the WPA era, which was 1930s. So in 1938, he finished this mural in the courthouse, and it took him 6 months to paint, but it's a very iconic mural. It showcases El Paso's history. It's a historical document, essentially. It showcases history, 500 years ago from the Native Americans all the way up until right before the railroad comes in. There's 11 giants in this mural, and all of what we're doing for Tom Lee Month is focused on this particular mural. Any event that we have, we're trying to correlate it to one of these characters. So whether it's the Calvary, with Fort Bliss, or the Native Americans, or the Pioneer with the MacGuffin home, the Texas Rangers, the Sheriffs with the Sheriff's Posse, you have the Conquistadors, the Friar, who else am I missing? The Mailman, the Frontiersman. There's 11 giants here, and you can't go without having one of these in our history. And he showcased it all in one mural.
What a guy.
I think he's one of the most unique people and able to document El Paso history.
Yes.
In one piece right there.
Yes.
People learn the whole world or El Paso history right in one spot. Yeah. And or at least it intrigues them into learning more about it.
Exactly. What's really interesting, too, is that Tom was a very detailed artist. No matter what he did, whether it was when he was writing novels, that type of thing, he never wanted to commit something false to paper. He only, and what I know is he only ever painted two artworks from memory. And that was Benito Juarez because he was commissioned to do that. And then the Death of the Wasp, because he was on that, and it sank a couple days after he was lifted off of it. But so those are the only two that he ever committed from memory. Everything else was right in front of him, or he did so much research. It took him 6 months to do research. He was granted the commission for the mural in 1937 and didn't start painting until March of 1938.
And what building is that in?
The Historic Federal Courthouse, which is right across the county courthouse.
And you can get in there real easily?
You can. It is a working courthouse, so, they go in with your ID. It's literally right in the lobby there. So you go in.
So it's permanently connected there. Yeah. We're not going to lose that.
Correct.
One.
Yeah. Like it is not going to go anywhere.
In some places, the murals are kind of coming and going in other cities in Texas, right?
Yeah.
And also on that point, it was now renamed R.E. Thomason.
Yeah. So the building.
The building.
Yeah.
People know that.
I think you mentioned it was his father's law partner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Thomason was a character all by himself. There's another whole show there.
Yes.
Well, your thoughts. I mean, you've seen a lot of Tom Lee stuff. What do you think?
Yeah, I have. And I think what the Institute has, Tom Lee Institute has done has been fantastic because it's not just all about Tom Lee. It's about West Texas, New Mexico, even Mexico. Yeah. I mean, it's unique in that sense and how they've worked to promote that versus just one small piece of the pie. Like the Heritage Trail, we were talking about the Texas, which is something I think they took up from Italy because there's some similar trails that they do in Italy
Piero
with artists.
The Piero della Francesca Trail.
Exactly. You have done that here, and you've got, 15 communities that are connected through Texas, New Mexico, and Juarez or just in Chihuahua, down to Chihuahua?
Into Chihuahua, because I think he used a lot of that as an inspiration for, you know, The Hands of Cantu and a couple of other novels that he wrote.
Yeah.
But there's also extensions into Washington, D.C. You have the Benjamin Franklin Post Office that had a mural of his. You had it in Missouri. Come to find, you know, a couple months ago, I found that there was a mural that he painted in Wisconsin. I don't know if it's a WPA mural.
Was he just finding work at that point?
Yeah, I think
and
it
making
was,
us happy because it's still around.
I think so. I think that mural was also done during the WPA era, but yeah. I don't know if it has a tie to it because it was a railroad station. It's no longer there. It was actually destroyed. I only have two photographs of it in the historical society that's in Wisconsin at La Crosse. Still can't find any information on it either. So it's been rather interesting to find this stuff. And then he also has a mural that's missing that was here at the First Baptist Presbyterian Church, right?
First Baptist Church on Montana Street.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So that's missing. So there's
what
a couple.
Was that one? What was
it
that
was,
one?
Was it the Baptism of Christ, I believe is what it was.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it hung right above the stage that they had. We actually have a photograph of it, but we don't know where it went.
So it went to somebody somewhere.
Somewhere.
Who knows?
Yeah, the one in D.C. is really a shame.
Yeah, that was the Nestor's.
Big post office there. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting guy, this Tom Lee. So he's worthy of having his own month, huh?
Yes.
Why not?
Yep.
Why not? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what is going to happen in the month? You have little events from all of those characters?
Yeah, well, not from every character, because if we did that, that's a lot of events.
Well, break it up into 2 years, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But what we're ended up doing is, so we have lectures going on. We have Dr. Susan Stanfield, who will be doing a lecture on October 3rd. The schedule will be put up on our website on the events page, and then we'll be doing email blasts, and it'll go out, and we'll have physical copies of it as well. So we'll make sure you have it.
TomLee.com.
TomLee.com, yes, sir. And so on October 3rd, Dr. Susan Stanfield from UTEP is actually going to do a lecture about women in westward expansion, because one of the characters in the mural is a female. It's the only female out of the 11 characters, and it's a pioneer woman. And in 1938, you know, you have him nodding to women in history. So it's rather interesting.
Yeah, a lot of times it's all you see are men and such going across. But the pioneer woman had it rough, I'll tell you.
And the interesting thing, too, about his mural is that, you know, you look at it and artwork tells stories. Like, you have to unpack that history. So, you know, 1852, you had the Homestead Act, which gave single and widowed women the right to own property, which is why you had thousands of them flock to the West.
Yeah.
So she's going to talk about that and talk about how women in the frontier commemorated in artwork and through literature and that type of thing.
And her face, if you look at her face in that picture, it's very, very expressive. It kind of shows a lot more than what a lot of people understand.
Yeah.
It really shows the hard-wearing life it was on the prairie coming across and going that long distance.
Exactly. Even if you look at her hand in the mural, it's very, like, manly. It's not, you know, she didn't stay at home and just watch kids.
No manicures.
Exactly. Yeah.
Talk for a minute about the movies. He did a couple of movies. I mean, he wrote them, and he was in one, right?
Yes.
Yes, that is correct.
What did he do? What are the movies?
It was two movies, The Brave Bulls and The Wonderful Country. And recently we had a guest from Mexico. And he was so intrigued of how Tom actually got so much information on the matador himself, on the bullfight, all that information, since he always made sure that everything he wrote was 110% correct.
Yeah.
And he said, was he an actual bullfighter? Because he got it down to the...
Everything.
Everything.
He became the guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that movie premiered here, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Where?
The Plaza Theater.
The Plaza.
That's
what
right.
Year? Do you know that year off hand?
1951.
51.
Yes, sir.
So that was A Wonderful Country, 1951 at the Plaza Theater.
Oh, The Brave Bulls was 1951 at the Plaza.
Yeah, let's see. The
Wonderful Country.
The Wonderful Country also premiered, had the world premiere here at the Plaza.
A little later.
They both were here.
Well, Tom Lee was such an interesting guy, and there's a lot of people who know a lot of stuff about him. There's actually one on the phone we're going to put on the radio right now named Holly. Holly, good morning.
Hi.
Morning, Holly.
Good morning.
Hey, Holly.
So good
Hi,
to
Holly.
Hear from...
Hello.
Hey, Melissa. Really appreciate the ongoing work that you guys do to promote the history and culture of El Paso day in and day out, year in and year out.
Thank you.
Yeah, my colleagues are on the show, Sarah and Arturo, and one of the most important things that we can do at the Tom Lee Institute is pass on this legacy to the next generation, because we know that as Sarah was saying, most students never really learn anything about the history and culture of El Paso. And we have found that, in fact, there is a strong correlation between educational achievement and matriculation in high school, in other words, graduation, and understanding and appreciating one's history and culture. And there's been a lot of research done on this. So we're really very excited about the fact that we're embedding curricula about Tom Lee in various schools throughout El Paso at the elementary, middle, and high school level.
What grades? What grades are you putting that in?
Well, we're putting it in fourth, seventh, and 11th grade.
Okay, now that's those are the times mandated by the state of Texas for history, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
The
fourth and seventh are Texas history, and 11th is world history, where we teach about, we use Tom's iconic World War II paintings when he was an embed artist correspondent World War II.
I want to know, how's it going getting it into the curriculum? I mean, you're an educator, you have this history. How do you talk to school systems to take it?
Well, you know something, when we go and we meet with them, and Kenya Teo ISD just came on board last week. But like right now for Tom Lee Month, Tom Lee Elementary School is for in El Paso Independent School District. Their art teacher, Christina Sordini, is actually doing an entire month on Tom Lee's art for the third and fourth grade students. That's
Yay!
Over 200 students.
Yay!
They're using, they're using our Paso the North curriculum, which is available to schools, both private and public schools. St. Clements just came on board as one of our partner private schools. But anyway, so Christina is having her students do four different art activities in our Awakening the Giants curriculum based on the Paso the North mural. And then I think it's October 2nd, she's having a parent night, and the students will be having an exhibition of their artwork. Adair is going to come and talk. We're going to bring primary source documents and show students Tom's work firsthand, and they're going to have a big celebration. And we know that what this does is this stops the brain drain that's been happening in El Paso, where all of our best and brightest are saying, oh, there's no opportunity in El Paso, you know, there's nothing interesting here. And then all of a sudden, the light bulb goes on, and they start looking around El Paso and seeing that we probably have the most incredible and rich culture and history, bicultural, binational, pretty much, I would say, anywhere in the United States.
Well, also,
but it's just Texas.
But also, Holly, as you probably know, we also have the better history itself. I mean, so much has gone on here at the Pass of the North that it's incredible to chronicle it. And what Tom Lee did with his work, he painted some of it somewhere in his life. He painted all of it, I think.
Yeah.
And so that's to be commended. And you're to be commended for getting it in the schools. That's the real problem.
Yeah.
I'm an example. I was 0 to 18 here and left town as soon as I could. Nothing happened here. I could care less. By 45 years old, I came back and realized, oh, my God, look what happened here. And it's so much stuff going on. So I think it's a great thing that you're doing that. Well, we need to take a break here. Holly, you want to stick with us a bit, or you want to call us back?
I'll stick with you if you want.
Call us back at about 10:30 if you don't mind, and we can continue.
Okay.
We're going to use these phone lines for trivia.
Thanks. I totally understand. Okay.
We'll catch up with you.
Good to talk with you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, Holly, we'll talk to you again.
And the trivia being what it is, it's about Tom Lee. Let's see if they were paying attention here.
Okay. Well, our first question now, as everybody's listening again, is the Tom Lee Trail connects the histories of 15 communities in which two states and one neighboring country involved. Can you name those two states and one country for us? The next one is Tom Lee's book, A Wonderful Country, was made into a movie named The Theater and City That Hosted the World Premiere.
Oh, I know this.
Yeah, I know, but you
these
can't.
These are easy.
You guys cannot call in on your cell phones.
Stay quiet.
Arturo, all we can give you is a Tom Lee videos, and I know you already have one.
We do have videos.
You have
Thank you.
All right, that's a good thing to do. Repeat those real quick.
Okay, Tom Lee connected the histories of 15 communities in which two states and one neighboring country were involved, so give us a call as to which those were. And then Tom Lee's book, A Wonderful Country, made into a movie, had its world premiere in what city and what Theater.
Okay, if they want to know how to get a prize, they have to call us and answer those questions.
That's right, at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Over 200 million years ago, all of this was underwater. Today, the Guadalupe Mountains are part of one of the finest examples of an ancient marine fossil reef on Earth. The ancient sea creatures have been replaced by antelope, deer, and quail, but nothing can replace some of the most breathtaking skylines in the world. As this weekend, you and your fellow hogs, also known as the Harley Owners Group, travel from El Paso to Cornutus to the Guadalupe Mountains. We'll also be passing by Rattlesnake Springs. We won't be stopping there, but you can tell your friends that you did. Ahead lies a spectacular view of the El Capitan Peak, and you are at the top of your world. It turns out that there's a reason that El Paso is home to one of the largest Harley-Davidson dealerships in the world. So many great places within a day's ride. As always, the adventure begins at Barnett Harley-Davidson or at BarnettHarley.com. Because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride.
Our iHeartRadio Music Festival at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Listen to Win Your Way There, and you could score the ultimate VIP grand prize. Front row tickets, a Nightingale suite at the new Park MGM, and much more. Watch the two-night event only on the CW October 7th and 8th at 8, 7 Central.
Get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. It's simple. Plug in Snapshot, drive, and earn discounts for safe driving. Save more at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot going on here, telling you about the callers on the line there. Something coming up on the 15th of September. It's the El Paso Archaeological Society Annual Banquet. If you want to get involved in what they're doing and find out who they are, what they're up to, contact Fernando Arias, 449-9075. They have their Award of Distinction Banquet September 15th. The Award of Distinction goes to Joan Price. She is an independent filmmaker, educator in Tularosa, and put some really neat stuff together, something called Sacred Mountains World Heritage feature films. The banquet speaker is Cruz Camargo. And do you know who he's the last of? The last Manso.
Manso, yes. Last I always Manso. Want to say Suma Manso.
Well, last Mohican. No, that's somebody else. He's the last Manso east. That they can identify as a tribe member in El Paso. So anyway, that's going on. Get a hold of them. Also, EPAS.com. They'll talk to you.
And today at the Archaeology Museum, you've got today's the last presentation for a while, and that's going to be on the Before Pacame, presented by Dr. Michael T. Searcy. And that's going to be at 2 p.m., and it's on the people of the Viejo period, 700 to 1200 AD of northern Mexico. And then tomorrow, the El Paso Museum of Archaeology will temporarily close while they do some improvements that they finally got their money for. And so the museum will open. It'll be really, really great. And they'll be closed from September 9th to the 16th. But visitors can still visit they can park out front and walk back and use the trails and visit the flora and fauna around the museum.
That's a good thing
to
do there.
So if you want to have questions about it, call them at 915-212-0110.
On Facebook today, we've had 2,912 people look at our little ad here for the radio show. And I'm wondering if either Carlos or Anna was one of them. We got Carlos on the phone. Hey, Carlos, did you see that on Facebook?
No, I didn't.
Well, then you can talk to us anyway. How's it going?
Good. And let's check in everybody on the table. Good program today.
Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, Melissa's got a question for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The Tom Lee Trail connects the histories of 15 communities, of which two states and one neighboring country are involved. Can you name those communities and country, or states and country?
Let's see. El Paso, Chihuahua, Mexico.
Are you going to give it to him? You said communities.
I know. I meant to give it to him.
Actually, the judges say thumbs up.
Yeah,
sure.
It was Texas, New Mexico, and Mexico.
It
was
there. Well, it's like you're standing on the tramway. What do you see? You
know? Okay.
Do I see it or what?
You got it.
Okay, so we have Pepe's or an El Paso Gold DVD. Which would you like, Carlos?
The DVDs.
Tom Lee's El Paso, which is an excellent, excellent video. You have Legends of El Paso's Mountains, the Historic Sites and Markers, El Paso's Gunfights of the Old West, Ghost Stories 2, 3, or 4.
Ghost 3 is kind of bizarre, but that's just me. Up to you.
What was the second one?
The second was Legends of El Paso's Mountains.
Yes, I'll take that one.
That is
excellent.
A very good one.
Good stuff.
Especially we're going into Celebration of Our Mountains.
Indeed. Yes. Carlos, thank you for calling. Anything else on your mind this morning?
Yes, I got a couple of questions.
Sure.
What year was Tom Lee born?
He was born in 1907 on July 7th.
Okay.
At Hotel Du.
Yes, Hotel Du.
With a view of a mountain.
I was born there.
Well, you're just like Tom Lee then. How's your artwork doing?
Yes. I've got the other question is I'm curious. What area did he live? Did he live in those times?
So Tom Lee lived on Nevada Street.
Twice. Mm-hmm. Two different houses on Nevada.
And then Savannah.
And the second one was a Trost house.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. Well, not far from where I used to live. I used to live on Nations and Copia. And I went to Bedford Intermediate.
Yay!
Yeah, there you go.
You're a hound all the way. Well, Carlos, thanks for calling up. Shelly will come on. Hold on the line here. Shelly will tell you I pick up your prize, all right?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You hold on there. Carlos gets a DVD.
Woohoo.
Yeehaw. Oh, wait a minute. There's Anna.
Anna's still waiting.
On the corner here. Hey, Anna, good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, Anna. Now, we have another question for you, and it's the second one was Tom Lee's book, A Wonderful Country, was made into a movie. Name the theater and city that hosted the world premiere.
El Paso Plaza Theater.
All right.
All right. Woo!
We're trying to give this stuff away, have you noticed?
I'll tell you what, he truly was a legend. He is a, you know, how can you live in El Paso and not know about Tom Lee?
Oh, yeah.
By going to El Paso public schools, basically. That's how you do it. They're teaching it more and more, Anna, but you're right. You need to know about this man because he embodies a lot of the values of El Paso and the history.
The history everywhere. Yes.
All right. You got a prize?
Well, now we still have Pepe's or an El Paso Gold DVD. Which would you like today?
I will take the Pepe's.
All right. Ooh.
Pepe's for Anna. All right. Anything else on your mind this morning, Anna?
No, that's all. I just enjoyed. I enjoyed the show with Andrew Jackson.
With the kid?
Yeah, I did with the kid. I've missed him on TV. I'm glad he's back. I enjoyed it this morning. Nice to know there's still, you know, good things we can listen to and see on TV.
Excellent. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Anna.
Appreciate it. And hold on here, Shirley, I'll tell you how to pick up your prize, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much. And if people are wondering, Talk El Paso is now back as a radio show, 9 to 10 every Saturday morning, and Andrew J. Polk is the host. And he did do some time, so to speak, on Channel 7. He worked there, and he had actually, it was a hell of an education for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a good kind of time.
That is like another graduate degree. So he's been around a bit. His Rolodex is still good. So now he's doing a talk show in El Paso, and he can get a hold of people. So that's going to be something to behold. Yeah. Anna is correct. All right, moving on to what are we going to do next? To Sergio, it's probably commercial, right? He likes to do commercials.
Yeah.
We're out of prizes. We're out of people. Although line one's ringing, Shelley. I think it's up to you to deal with that. In the meantime, we're going to take a break. Call us if you need to, or Facebook.
They can Facebook us. I'm going to be putting the picture of our lovely guests up just shortly. So go to the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page.
Here we go.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
I used to post to job boards.
Only to sort through tons of resumes.
Just to find a few candidates for
my sales team.
My hair salons.
That old process was
not smart. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people
and actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We're going to tell you what it is. Archives Across the Borderlands, Saturday, October 13th, 10 to 4. This is a biggie, the Thomas Rivera Conference Center in Union East at UTEP. The Border Archives Bazaar is a free, fun event for the community to interact with fascinating historical collections from the border region. All of these archive types bring their stuff in boxes and show it off to you. And they bring the good stuff. So you see what they've got. Archivists, librarians, museum curators, all kinds of people. We're going to have them on the radio the week before, so we'll give you more details. But put that on your calendar, Saturday, October 13th. 10 to 4, that should be interesting.
Yes. And now the Women's Club of El Paso is presenting their fantastic fall fling. They have one every year, and it's a great event to get early Christmas shopping in. They're going to have home-baked goods. They're going to have local artists and vendors. Christmas, Grandma's Attic's going to be going on, and you can dine in their tea room. I will be not serving, but I will be in the kitchen working that day. And it's a great event to have there. It's a great fundraiser for the Women's Club. And that's, again, going to be on, September 15th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and September 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Please get down there to support them. That's a great way to start shopping. They've got some wonderful items.
Arturo, you've been to the Women's Club, I'm sure. have you been in there?
Yeah,
you have not been in there?
No.
Oh, it's a great God. I know. Adair's been there many times.
You need to walk in. And normally, it's a big room that they do stuff. It's jammed for this event.
And I'll guarantee you, Tom Lee's paintings have hung in that building as an exhibit. So,
interesting stuff. All right, we got you guys here in the studio. We got Holly on the phone. Any thoughts before we put Holly back on? And what do we need to know from you guys?
Anything?
Just listen to Holly.
another thing to add about Tom being a perfectionist. I talked to Jim Lee, who recently passed away last month.
His son.
And he told me he would paint a particular painting in his eyes. He already finished the piece, okay? But he saw an imperfection and he placed it aside. Until he had a couple of paintings, he would just burn them. Because in his eyes, they were not perfect.
You know, he did that with that football minute. But let's ask Holly. I bet she knows the details. Holly, you remember that one, the football picture he did?
The turning point?
The turning point. There's two.
Yeah.
Two pieces.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was an iconic piece. And he was really asked to capture that moment, that was iconic to UTEP. And let's see. Now, where is that painting hanging? Is it over still at
UTEP?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
In the Durham Center?
The Durham Center. That's it.
Mm-hmm. And so, right. But the point was he did the whole painting and then didn't like it and he tore it up.
Yep.
It burned it or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, he was absolutely – one of the key things that he said is that he painted the truth and he painted what he loved.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the thing that's so amazing about him and what we're trying to capture – in Tom Lee month this year, that Sarah has done an outstanding job of putting together activities. We actually do have a book club event that Adair is speaking at for Tom Lee month at the Women's club that you were just talking about.
Take Arturo. Tom, he needs to see the place.
Yes, yeah, Holly.
I know. Yeah. So Tom said, sometimes I'm asked, what in the world could I find so special about the dried up, bare, empty country I obviously prefer to live and work in? First, I say I was born in it. And then I say, furthermore, I love it for the intensity of its light, this clarity of its the sky, the hugeness of its space, and its revealed structure of naked earth, primal form without adornment.
Yes.
And yeah, and he changes the way we see this region. He has transformed my perception of the region, and that's what we want to do with Tom Lima, is to help people to change their perception of this region and see the richness of its natural beauty as well as its history and unique culture.
Mountains unadorned.
You know, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then,
mountains unadorned.
And not so, even that, you know, sorry, Holly. Jackson and I were talking about it earlier, you know, we also want to connect to the younger generation.
Right. Yeah.
Went to public school, didn't learn much about this region's history, you know, obviously. And I learned more about it when I started working for the Institute. So, you know, with what we're doing with programming is we want to reach, we want to let children know of all ages, even, you know, into adults, that there was somebody here in El Paso that made it in the world and still lived here for the majority of his life. But he, you know, was a very humble person throughout his life, and he was able to accomplish so much and met so many different people. You know, if you did 6 degrees of separation of Tom Lee, that's a lot of people that he knew. You know, that extends into China, you know, Chiang Kai-shek and all of that. So it's just, it would have been nice to have that growing up and saying we have this role model that we could have followed instead of, you know, we always wanting to get out of the city because there's nothing here.
Well, you also have a very important person in Tom Lee and the fact that he did what he did, but who knows about it? And that then becomes the next thing to do. And you need somebody like Adair Margo to figure out what to do with him. And she happens to be on the phone. Adair, what happened when you first heard about Tom Lee? Good morning.
What? Well, you know, it's a natural thing for me because, you know, he went to high school with my grandmother and my great-grandfather baptized him. So it was someone I just heard about, Tom Lee. But the real difference for me came when UTEP asked me to record his oral history back in 1993. And so that got me in the habit of not seeing him, you know, well, got me in the habit of going to his house once a week and spending 2 hours with him on a Saturday morning over 6 months. And after that happened, of course, that became a wonderful book that was a UT Christmas gift back in 1995. The Governor Bush at the time gave it as their gift. But it became this wonderful book, and then I began representing his art at the same time, and I really became addicted to the man and learned so much. He changed my way of thinking altogether. He enriched my life, and so until the day he died, I started going over on Monday evenings and visiting with him and Sarah on a weekly basis. So that's kind of my...
Well, it's also, for you, it's incredibly personal by the story you just told us. But on the other hand, you've now taken that and decided to share it with the world.
Well, of course, I wanted to share it with the world because when I served President Bush and, you know, when I've traveled all over the world, people would know of him. You know, the Library of Congress was so excited to meet Sarah Lee. And Robert David McCullough, who wrote all those books about Washington, Tom Lee introduced him to the romance of the West. And so, and Robert Caro, you know, I met him at the Texas Book Festival, and he's the one who really, his words to me, which were, I remember them vividly. He said, "You knew Tom Lee." I said, "My great-grandfather baptized him." And he responded to me, "Tom Lee was an unsung genius of our time who made it purely on the quality of his work."
And now you're singing like crazy. This is good stuff because that's a good thing to do. I mean, why not promote this? It's wonderful.
Well, and I'm so lucky because, of course, I knew how to do events because I had a gallery. So I started Tom Lee Month and got the, you know, the federal government to declare Tom Lee Month, and then the state declared Tom Lee Month. And so I could do things like that. But, for instance, I didn't know how to share it with school children, which Holly
knows how to do.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I have her on hold on another line. I can't put you both on together, so Holly, stick around. We'll
get
back to you.
Yeah, but anyway, it's just lucky. And then Sarah's just done such an extraordinary job of, you know, that Pass of the North mural. Well, years ago, I got an email, 2007, I got an email from a man named Luciano Cellis, who was teaching art history in Poitiers, France. And he sent me an email and said, I'm looking at a book with this mural, The Pass of the North. Was Tom Lee influenced by Piero della Francesca, who is now recognized as the greatest of Renaissance masters? He wasn't really known that well until the 20th century. Leonardo, Michelangelo, Raphael, people who worked in Rome and Milan and Florence were known. Piero was from the border. He was from the border of Tuscany and Umbria. And now he is recognized as the finest of Renaissance masters. And here was someone who wrote me and said, was he influenced by was Tom influenced by him? And in my oral history, Tom had said that when he and his first wife in 1930 saw Piero, they knew that he'd found the pictures he'd looked for his entire life.
Okay. Yeah.
And he paid the sacristano a tip so he could climb up on the choir loft and touch them with his hand.
Oh, boy.
And so the Tom Lee, that's when I got the idea, because when I was in Italy studying, I would pay a driver to take me to Monterchi, this tiny little town, to see a pregnant Madonna. Or to go to Sansepolcro, this border town, to see the risen Christ. And so I started thinking, well, gee, I love traveling the Piero della Francesca Trail. It took me places I never would have gone on my own. So what would happen if we tied together Tom Lee's artwork into a Tom Lee trail? And you learn the history of Texas, because Tom Lee, in every place, in El Paso, it's the Pass of the North. Up in Seymour, Texas, it's the Comanches. It's where the Comanches were. In Galveston, he did the first recorded surgical operation of North America, Cabeza de Vaca, taking an arrow out of an Indian's chest. And you also discover, of course, when you discover Tom Lee, you don't discover him. You discover these fascinating subjects and these places. Like, that's UTMB, the first medical school west of the Mississippi. So I know, I feel in my heart, and our whole staff feels this way, you promote the Tom Lee Trail that was just named by Texas and recognized in 2017. It was recognized in New Mexico in 2018. We're just getting it off the ground, but you begin communicating that to Europe. If we go to Europe to see their murals and discover their places, they would love to come to our region.
There's a good
idea. They love Texas. They love
good idea.
It's mythic.
Well,
it is mythic to them.
What you've done is basically take this from zero to a million, and I don't think you're stopping now.
Well, it's a team. It's a team effort. We thank you, Jackson.
Oh, sure.
You did that Tom Lee's El Paso.
Oh, that was fun.
We use that every year.
That was fun.
I mean, everybody helps. I mean, it's fun, but we need a whole army of people. You know, and we're building it.
Well, as you are doing with Holly, you're getting this into curriculum. Your army is about to start. Because, see, that's what's wrong with our system here. We need to have the kids learn this stuff.
Yes.
Oh, here it comes.
And they love it. They love it. I had a museum director tell me once that Tom Lee was good for an older crowd. And it's just not true. Any child who stands in front of that Pass of the North mural is inspired.
And what's
it has inspired people for generations.
What's the big one down at the Museum of Art that you had to peel off of somebody's basement wall?
That one Tom did for his little brother. It was it's a cartoon. It a cartoon.
But you can learn a lot from that too. It's amazing.
Yeah, you can. He did it for his little brother to entertain him on their kitchen wall.
Well, he was a nice guy, a versatile guy, and I think it's just fitting that he's now becoming a bigger known fact all over the place.
And he won't disappoint.
Yes. Right.
At every level, Kali has integrated his character. He will not disappoint you. You would love your children. He didn't go drive a car off a road or kill his mother or, you know, just act in ways. But really act in ways that we have come to excuse if you're an artistic personality. Mm-hmm. He was so gifted.
Oh, he's down to earth dude. He really was.
He and people flourished around him. He didn't consume other people through his talent.
Exactly.
He Jose Cisneros was forever grateful to him. His wife was a leader in El Paso, the first bank board woman. The YWCA was named after Sarah Lee. Well, so everyone around him flourished.
Well, as we sum this up, I want to thank you for calling in and giving us an overview. We should get back to Holly, perhaps, and hear some more details on what's coming up. But thank you very much for joining us.
Very much. All right. Adios.
Talk to you again. It's so interesting to hear from her. It's like when she sits here in the studio, she's been like a fire hose.
Yes. Yeah, we just leave the room and let her go.
Her passion just kind of like seeps out, and you can tell she's really.
It's the Adair show now.
And it's kind of getting on the rest of you because Holly's kind of like that. You're kind of like that, aren't you, Holly?
Yeah, I'm kind of rabid about Tom Lee, definitely.
Oh, well,
you give her oxygen, you know?
It's a good thing. Go ahead.
You know what I'm rabid about is the fact that Tom Lee, Jose Cisneros, Ubisi Soler, and all of those who associated with Tom Lee and created the culture and history of this region were people of character. They were worth emulating. They were not somebody, well, the art's great, but don't look too close at the person.
Yeah.
So that's why we introduce students to Jose Cisneros and Tom Lee in our curricula, and they learn about diligence versus slothfulness, alertness versus being unaware and on your iPhone, you know, truthfulness versus deception, gratefulness versus unthankfulness. And you know what teachers have told us when they study, students get to know Tom Lee, because what we want to do is introduce them to these individuals who happened to have great character and be portraying the history and culture of our region, is they then begin to emulate them. And they say, you know what? I can do this too. If an immigrant from Juarez, and actually from Durango, Mexico, can come and become a world-class illustrator and a guy who graduated from El Paso High School can become a world-class artist, muralist, and writer, then maybe I can make a contribution too. There's something worth this place that we live in, something inspirational.
Oh, no, you guys are doing a great job. Holly, we got to take a break here and come back in a minute and talk more about the details that are coming up in the month. You want to stick with us or however you want to deal with it?
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. And right. I'd like us to talk about our tour of the mural that's going to be coming up with Melissa Warwick.
Indeed. We'll get to that in just a second. We'll take a break here. Sergio, hit the button. 3, 2, 1, commercial.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Hey, this is Mario Lopez. So when planning to celebrate, please make sure to plan for a safe ride home. Don't risk getting a DWI. Call a cab, call a friend, or just stay the night. Don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it. Because a DWI could cost you up to $17,000 in fines and fees, jail time, and you could also lose your license. So plan while you can at SoberRides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving supports victims of drunk driving, drug driving, and underage drinking at no charge. Call our 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit mad.org. That's MADD.ORG.
More of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
As we wrap up the Tom Lee Hour, I got news for you. Second hour is the 12 Travelers.
Woo.
And that was an event that was created by
Tom Lee.
Yes, so we'll sort of dovetail the two here today and see what the 12 Travelers Monuments of the Southwest Incorporated has done because they've taken an idea and run with it incredibly well. Yes. So we'll get to that in second hour. All right, history lessons. Harvey Girls of El Paso meeting Monday the 10th at 2 p.m. Union Station Plaza and Union Station Passenger Station, I'm sorry, and 591-2326, the layout of the Harvey Company at the Union Passenger Station. Southwest Chapter Railway Locomotive, another meeting, History of the Caboose, September 12th. Get a hold of them at 591-2326, 6 p.m., and that is out in the east side of Lee Trevino. Genealogical Society meeting Thursday, September 13th. How to interpret your own DNA report. That's something to do. Call that same number, 591-2326. She'll tell you how to get a hold of those people. Moving on.
Okay, you've got the El Paso Corral. The Westerners will meet Friday, September 21st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn, and their program is the El Paso Early Mayors, presented by Joseph Longo. And you can call 759-9538 to RSVP for that dinner. And then you have a Club Friendship meets Tuesdays at will meet Tuesday, September 25th at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Methodist Church. And their program is Rosa Guerrero Celebrates Life and Dance and Music. Call 915-591-2326 to RSVP.
That's that same famous little phone number there. All right, we got Holly on the phone here. We've got Sarah Prezioso.
Yes, sir.
What is that? It's Italian.
Italian.
So
it's the same Spanish word, except that there's a Z instead of a C.
Prezioso. And Arturo Flores, the man from El Paso.
That's right.
Oh. But we make him Espanol,
okay.
Italian, whatever.
Yeah. We got about 3 minutes here left.
In there.
Before I turn Holly loose again, what else do you want to, she can talk about the mural tour.
Yeah, she can talk about that. But Tom Lee Month, so it's, you know, all month long in October, and there's multiple events going on. You have tours going on. If you would like to see the Paso the North mural, just contact us, and we're more than willing to take you down there.
Phone number?
915-533-0048, or you could email us at TLI@TomLee.net.
And I posted your website with your pictures on Facebook.
Yes.
Arturo, one thought. What?
MacGuffin Home.
Oh. MacGuffin, yes.
That's going to be a cool event.
So the MacGuffin Home is hosting two events for us in conjunction with the Pioneer and the Mural. They're going to do a cooking class, which is something that they do regularly, but they're doing a recipe out of the 1898 cookbook for fall. So they're going to do some, I believe it's pies. And then
make them do cream brulee. They did that back then.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
And then on October 11th, they're going to do a Pioneer celebration. So they're going to do, you know, coffee, and we're going to do Six Guns and Shady Ladies is going to come out to do some storytelling and, you know. So it's going to be a nice little fun event, and they're going to open up the MacGuffin Home to go through tours. And so there's going to be quite a bit.
And I want to know about this mural. Holly, what's this mural all about? The tour. On the phone here. Here's Sergio.
Dr. Melissa Warwick's going to do an incredible job of talking about the Pass of the North mural. And, you know, there are actually five different types of horses / donkeys represented in that. Yeah. But the other thing is that Tom Lee Month is not just about the Tom Lee Institute. It's about our partners, the Centennial Museum, the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Museum, the El Paso Museum of Art, the MacGuffin Home, you know, Downtown Association. And so it's really an attempt to, and we do succeed in bringing together all of the cultural institutions of El Paso to focus on the history and culture of the region. And our brochure, a beautiful brochure, is going to be coming out, so people can look for that in the mail. Our website has all the information about the events. If you like us on Facebook, then you'll start getting notifications and details about events that sometimes pop up and aren't even in our brochure when people want to participate.
Holly, they're going to have to go to the website. We are out of time for this hour.
Yeah.
But it's been fun, hasn't it?
Well,
nice talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Great.
Thank you for joining us. And we're from wherever you are, Holly Cobb. And you're the education director. Is that what the right title is?
That is correct.
Yes. That's right. Yes. Director of Education. Director.
And we have Arturo Flores, who's in charge of everything else.
Yes.
And Sarah Prezioso, thank you for being here today.
You're welcome.
Everybody else, next hour, we're doing 12 Travelers. Holly, thanks a lot. Everybody else, see you after the news. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments.
We'll be right back after the news right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.